me since I get high. Let me think about them. First it kind of makes me feel alive. Kind of make me feel like celebrating. Then of course there's my friends around the glory light beside me, smiling, feeling like they are right there beside me. Then again there's the cops on the television nightly, at the train and the plane and the bus stops. You know they seem so high and mighty as they grab me by my neck and they put me in a dungeon where I never know what to expect. Will it be the ship or will it be the truncheon? And then there's Amsterdam. One of these days I'm going to Vancouver. Sit down in a chair and give the joint the once over and nod and smile and not feel in the least way threatened that somebody may appear. I'll be convicted and given a mandatory minimum sentence. So much good about it that it makes me and about 30 million other Americans take the risk, because the reward's so profound. They say it's a blessing, I say it's a gift, and that's not talking about the cheese, not talking about the water, not talking about the wildlife or flowers. Like in a forest, being cut down, and the cars. You know, the internal combustion engine was designed by Henry Ford to run on cannabis oil. That's a fact, you can look it up. Well, you know, nobody wants to lose that much money to an inexpensive, renewable, safe, eco-friendly product which has no value to them except to the value that they place on it with prohibition. And God bless the growers. And that's why decriminalization is not such a good idea, because it gets you and me off the hook, but the guy who grows it or the gal who grows it goes to jail for a long, long time. And they was just being a good friend to you and me. Kind of make me reconsider decisions that I make in my life, especially those that affect my family and children, which isn't to say I don't make a lot of mistakes, because I do and I'm sure I will again. But you know, that scuff has a way of nudging my conscience back to sense, and I recognize what's important. Cause I'm connected by love and understanding. Now you don't have to swallow that line of hippie shit if you don't have a mind to, but you can at least leave me the fuck alone.